Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Year than me and my cousin, who was like my brother, we'd get up at, you know, well, he'd always come in and wake me up at like 6 or 7. We'd just, you know, open presents.
Did you always get a Vikings helmet?
No.
You ever get a Vikings helmet?
No Vikings helmet. No football stuff.
Not really?
I didn't really. My dad never pushed me to play football, though. So it never really was a big deal. But what I used to really enjoy was watching football with my grandma. She loved, you know, watching.
She did.
Yeah. So one time she must have.
That's how you got into football, through your grandma?
Yeah, we'd always you know, my dad was transitioning from the NFL, and while he was still playing, when they used to be called the Redskins, they used to always have an inter-squad scrimmage against Pittsburgh, even way back then, right? And that would be on TV. So I remember being there in the, you know, during training camp in summer, and she would be talking about this player needs, you know, do this, that. Yeah. And one time she watched me on tape, and it was like, I don't know, it must have been like she saw my highlight tape from sophomore, freshman year in high school. She told me, called me up and said, you know, when you go, you know, toward whatever sideline, you need to switch the ball to that, you know, outside hand so you don't fumble.
That's funny.
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
That was about it. And then when I switched to defense and I'd play a good game, she'd always call me up and say, I see you out there roughhousing a little bit.
So your dad never even pushed you in that direction or encouraged you in that direction?
No, how I got started, I always wanted to play football. I'd watched it all the time. And my friends said there was tryouts at this or where you go up to kind of, you know, sign up. So he got me a sign-up sheet and forged my dad's name, and I rode my bike there and did the whole weigh-in and everything. He took my equipment home, and then I waited like a week because, you know, you do it, and then just like a couple weeks to tell him. And then that's how I got started. And then his only rule was be a good teammate and try as hard as you can. And, of course, they put me at running back. So my dad always was there and supportive. So, you know, all the parents would be – there, so he'd always just sit in his car in the end zone. So one time he got mad, I spiked the ball and hit his car. He's like, "Boy, you messing up, gonna mess up my car. It's gonna be your butt." But never was overbearing or anything like that.
When he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, how old were you then? Probably
to the Vikings Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I just retired. Retired, so that was 2007-08, so I was 31, 32.
Oh,
that
cool.
was pretty cool. Yeah, it was good for him.
That's awesome. I don't know if you watched it over the weekend, but Tiger Woods played with his son again this year in the PNC. They don't call it the father-son challenge, but it's basically
like
that.
Yeah,
because you can have your daughter and you can have just any relative in it, but they finished second.
Yeah.
In fact, could have won it. They reeled off 11 straight birdies and shot a 57. John Daly and his son John ended up winning by two.
And he's a John Daly Jr. or the second. He's a full ride scholarship player at Arkansas.
Yeah.
He's a really good player.
He bombs it way past his dad.
Yeah. And his dad can still bomb it too.
Yeah. They were really good. I was rooting for Tiger, obviously, because I'm a big Tiger guy. And it would have been cool to see a 12-year-old and Tiger. I mean, and they have the same mannerisms. They do the same thing. I mean, obviously, Tiger, you know, has obviously watched some Tiger video because he has all the mannerisms down. But it was fun for me as a Tiger fan thinking, this guy, we may never see him play. I mean, after that accident, you were thinking, I don't know if I'll ever see him even tee it up again. And this is, you know, not a big competition of it. I mean, if he was going to play, it would be in something like this.
He's lucky to survive the accident, let alone play golf as, you know, recreational, right? And now he's out there playing in a somewhat competitive event. I'm sure the first day or two or the first day is kind of like, all right, let's just knock it around a little bit. You get a chance to win, and you don't lose that type of competitive juices. He's going to try. Obviously they're trying to win, but I'm one of the few people or I enjoy watching golf, you know. And so it's always better when, you know, Tiger, Rory, and those guys are playing. And, you know, Tiger's grown the game. Because growing up, you know, golf was always thought of as like the hoity-toity country club guy, and he's kind of made it cool along with the other guys as well.
Yep. Well, he's in my opinion, the greatest of all time. Jack Nicklaus is right there. But I just didn't know if I'd even see him play competitively ever again. And then he did. He finished his second. It makes you think, maybe he could take the next step.
I think where I read, he said, you know, it's going to be – he's going to have to be – picky and choosy, you know, when he can play, or, you know, obviously prepare for it, and probably takes a long time for him to recover from it. But he was almost in that mode anyways, because I think they had a stat one time I was watching the Golf Channel. Anytime that, like, it was like below like 60 degrees, he played horrible. Anytime above like 68, he always finished in the top 10. So I think that's going to be a lot for him too. So I'm sure, you know, he's probably not going to be wanting to – I know he wouldn't want to play like – I know they don't play a regular PGA Tour event there, but I'm sure he doesn't want to walk like Omaha Country Club.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
I'm
sure he's going to be picky and choosy the venue and the time of year and all that stuff.
He compared it to what Ben Hogan went through with his car crash.
Sure.
And came back and played selected events. He would go see the course, hang out there, but not play multiple tour events back to back.
Yeah, like 3 weeks in a row. Yeah. And you know, look, he's played a ton of golf, and be picky and choosy, and you know, you just got to appreciate when he's playing.
I wanted to ask you about this because it made some headlines when Kenny Pickett decided to back out of the Peach Bowl. He, of course, is the Heisman. Well, went to New York. He was one of the guys that went to New York. But had a great year, 4,300 yards, 43 TDs. And now he's getting ready for the NFL draft and backing out of a big-name bowl. This isn't one of those minor bowls. This is kind of a big deal. But also, Michigan State running back Kenneth Walker is saying he's not going to play either.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more common that these games, which we've said for a while are meaningless, if they're not the college football playoff, are really becoming meaningless for the players.
To those guys, I mean, a running back, you know, look, you look at the Tampa game last night.
Yeah.
You know, he's out for the season with ACL one hit.
Yep.
And the way with the targeting rules, there's going to be
Leonard Fournette.
Right. So then for the quarterback is a little bit different, you know, because they're protected. You know, they're kind of always in a bubble. So that's a little surprising, and I'm sure he's trying to get ready for the draft. But really, to be honest with you, if I'm a quarterback, what are you going to do? You know, like, how are you going to really improve? Like, he had a phenomenal year. Mm-hmm. He has a ton of tape that, you know, and it really is going to come down to him interviewing in his pro day. And the pro day is already scripted. You know, it's not like he's worried to go about going to run like a 4.440. Now, it's great if he does, but ultimately he's a pocket passer and that can run as well. But he's not Lamar Jackson. So that's a little surprising, but you know, look, these guys have a chance to, you know, hit the lotto one time. So you got to respect that. But you know what? Ultimately, if you're somebody else that's going to get a chance to play in that game, it's a phenomenal opportunity. So I respect their decision because they've earned the right to make that decision. I'd like to think if they're in this college football playoff or maybe playing, well, these are big bowl games, but if they're in the college football playoffs, I'm sure that you don't see any of those guys. They're playing for all the marbles.
I wonder if that day ever happens, though, at some point where a guy backs out of the college football playoff, because it's going to 12 probably. So it's not just four teams. It's going to be 12 teams. I remember when Jadeveon Clowney backed out of a bowl game that was rather meaningless.
Yeah.
He took so much crap, and he was one of the first ones.
He was number one pick.
Yeah, he was the number one pick. And now it's a guy like Kenny Pickett who'll be a top 10 pick, or a guy like Kenneth Walker, probably a top 10, top 15 pick.
Yeah, it should be. Pickett is a little different because he's maybe trying to be – I think they have Willis from Liberty and him. So that's his direct competition. So he's going to probably try to find a way how to separate himself. So he's trying to maybe forecast what teams need him, where he could go. I'd be very surprised if a quarterback goes number one like it usually does every year. Yeah. He's not a number one guy.
He's not. So, you'd be reaching.
Right, but he probably wants to go top 12 versus lower 12.
Right.
And maybe he thinks another month or, you know, two ahead of it can help him.
And he's a 23-year-old dude. Of course, it's one of the things that Mark Whipple has sold, I'm sure, on the recruiting trail. Hey, look what I did for Kenny Pickett. I can do that for you.
Oh, yeah, and he's coached in the Super Bowl. He's coached at the professional level. you know, the good thing about it, he can kind of tell these kids what – I mean, he knows firsthand what they look for. I mean, he's been in those meetings. You just don't coach NFL players. You're in the meetings. You're in the draft meetings. You know what you look for. You know what it takes to be an NFL quarterback, and it's helped Kenny Pickett. It can help on the recruiting trail. You know, obviously they're out there, you know, I guess in the transfer looking at, I don't even know. The transfer portal is like almost like a vortex. It's almost like a – it's like a video game, you know what I mean? Like, like you're playing like Madden, and there's all these free agents. So, you know, it's you know, they're still trying to do it. I mean, he's a guy that you can sell to, you know, transfer portal guys or future recruits. He's done it at all different levels. He's been a head coach. He's been an offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. Yeah. So, you know, it's a good position to be in, and there's plenty of quarterbacks out there that can play. So, I think a lot of times. This is the thing about I've noticed about when people...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are thinking or talking about whether it's coaching changes or, in this case, you know, just as important as the offensive coordinators, what quarterback that you're possibly going to be looking for. What everybody wants, especially around here, is like, oh, well, we have to get a name so we can pay him a whole bunch of money. You want the best coach for the situation that has experience to make the team better.
Yeah.
It's no different with quarterback. Playing the position of quarterback is a lost art. That's the reason why Tom Brady's still playing and probably one of the top two or three quarterbacks. Same Aaron Rodgers will be into doing the same thing if he chooses to. And I'm willing to bet Brett Favre could probably come off of his tractor down in Mississippi and still be a top 15 quarterback.
Right.
And that's why you see a lot of guys continue to play longer, because playing the position of quarterback isn't a height, weight, speed thing. It's more of a mindset thing and a mental thing. And it's kind of glossed over. Yeah. But when you have a coach that has experience as Whipple, he can bring that out of you. And I think you saw that with Pickett.
And I want to ask you about that marrying concepts, because I'm sure that's happened to you at some point during your playing career, that you lose a defensive coach or a defensive coordinator and another guy comes in and he likes some of the concepts that were effective that you were using. So some of the terminology stays the same. Maybe some of it's different. And that's – I'm guessing what Nebraska will go through a little bit, even though Mark Whipple says he wants to keep a lot of the same terminology, he's going to bring some of the stuff.
I'm sure that's what they're paying him for. You know, coaches, you know, come and go all the time. So it's just part of the business, you know, it's part of the way college football is part of the business, just like players going to transfer portal all the time. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is meshing, you know, whatever their vision or his vision is, if the offensive coordinator or whatever, you know, whoever's the guy putting it together, marrying it to the talent pool that we have and getting the best out of everybody, that's all that matters. And you just got to get guys that are going to go out there and execute it and do, you know, the biggest thing, everybody's like, oh, Nebraska needs to learn how to win. That's like a fictitious, like, statement. What you need to do, or we need to do, is do the routine thing so much that it's just second nature. And then that's where you'll see consistency down the stretch.
But it takes discipline to do the routine things.
That is the discipline. Yeah. That is the discipline. Yeah. Doing it when actually everybody can play hard and be disciplined when it's easy, right? When it's, you know, like say like the Northwestern game, right? You know, I can hear the snap count a little bit better. I can finish blocks, right? Because you're rolling, right? You got to be disciplined and do the routine things when you don't feel like doing it. And the majority of the time when you play sports, I mean, you heard Tanya Taki talk about it, her shins, right?
Yeah.
It's no different than shoulders and neck of a football player. You know how many times that she went and trained and busted her tail when I'm sure her feet were hurting, ankles, shins, knees, and you got to put in a good hour or two, however it is. You got to do that all the time, and you got to do it with the mindset that you're not only doing it for yourself, but then you're doing it for the team first.
I would like to see a quarterback at Nebraska that when they leave Nebraska and set 16 school records, like Adrian Martinez did, or Tommy Armstrong did before him, or Taylor Martinez did before him, that he's not still the biggest villain in the state. And it feels like Nebraska...
Tommy Armstrong's not a villain, is he?
just as Tom, I think he mentioned it on Twitter the other day. Or he was quoted as he worked out with Richard Torres, who's a commit for the University of Nebraska.
Tommy Armstrong. Dude.
Yeah, and he goes, he just mentioned that Nebraska fans can be different. In the intensity. I think he felt the intensity of playing quarterback at Nebraska.
Hey, dude. Hey, if this is too much for you, don't think about playing in the league. Do not play. I'm telling you right now, do not even think about it. I was getting my oil changed once.
Right.
And a dude in Buffalo dressed me down.
Really?
About
what did he say?
About a third down tackle against Sean Alexander. Now, mind you, I know I hit double digits, right? I think I thought I played pretty good.
Pretty good.
But he asked me how I missed a tackle on 3rd and 6.
While you're getting your oil change.
Oil change, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, what the hell were you thinking? You're a better player than that.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm fine with it, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to welcome the pressure because you can't run away from the pressure, I guess, or the negative press or what the exposure can be. But then on the same term or on the same side that you're the first one everybody talks about. In this case, you'd be the guy that's going to get all the NIL, right? But then where's your self inventory, right?
Right.
Is some of the stuff that they're saying possibly true? Am I working hard enough? Am I truly invested? Somebody would question you, right? Let me ask you this: somebody would question you as a 4-year starter, and what do you say, own 16 records?
Yep. Adrian Martinez.
Well, I'm just saying as you, and then you're in a transfer portal 3 days after. Do you think, is it right for somebody to question whether you're truly invested for the whole season?
Yeah, he did take a lot of criticism at Nebraska from the fan base. I mean,
I'm asking you this though. I'm saying if you started 4 years and owned pretty much every record, and then 3 days after the season's over, you're in the transfer portal. Would it be right for somebody to ask you if you were truly invested during that said last season?
I think that's a good question to ask, Jay. But I would also ask what happened in that exit meeting where because he didn't announce the day after the Iowa loss that he was in the transfer portal. I think
it was like 3 days after.
It was a little longer than that.
Okay, 4. But okay, well, a week. Okay. But you've been somewhere for 4 years. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I get it, but I have a feeling that he asked the question, are you recruiting another quarterback? Are you going into the portal to get my replacement, or is this my job? And he might not have liked his answer when he asked that question.
Sure, but ultimately, could you say that is your – but could you really realistically – Kenny Pickett could ask that job, ask that, right?
Yeah.
How many games he won this year, 10?
11-2, I think he went 11-2.
And what's his stats? He went to the Heisman.
4,300 yards, 43 TDs, or 2,300. Yeah, it was 4,300 yards.
I mean, you could really ask that question, but then I would, on the flip side, I would say this, right? Here's what I would say. Here's what I would be thinking as a player. I would ask because I want to know. You know, I got my shoulder operated. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see. I'm the type of person, I like to see the late. You could tell me whatever you want, but just tell me the truth, and I'll deal with it, right? Because at the end of the day, right? All the stuff that people were—it's not all on Adrian, right?
No,
you know, because anybody that knows football, it's not all on Adrian, right? So, ultimately, I would say, okay, well, are you going to get some better pieces around me so I can actually play to the expectation that both of
we—that's fair.
Have okay, fine, and you say yes, you're going to get competition at quarterback. Okay, I might not like it. I understand. I gave you essentially my body. I understand it, but it is a business. Yeah, I'm going to might be a little pissed or hurt when you're telling me, but I would sit back and think like, okay. Unless, Justin Fields or Joe Burrow comes in here, nobody's taking my job.
Yeah.
They can't beat me on experience as long as I come back healthy. They can't beat me from leadership, right, as leading the team, regardless of who the coach is, right?
Right.
And if it comes all down to it, who do you think they're going to need, you know, the nod's going to go to?
Yeah.
You would have to outplay me during the season, and then I would have to play horrible.
I was one of those that wanted to see Adrian come back, and I wonder how that conversation, that exit interview went. But you're right. If you're confident in your skills, bring it on. I mean, I don't care if it is Justin Fields. I'm going to beat the guy out. I mean,
it would have to be Justin Fields where you're like, you know what? This dude's
– Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, or Michael Parsons came in at linebacker, and all right, dude. Okay, that's next level.
I do think we would have seen if Adrian would have stayed. I still think they go get a guy like Keaton Slovich, which are, you know, there's speculation out there that they would get the USC transfer. So you have two. It would be interesting because you have two different quarterbacks and two different quarterback styles. It would almost be like, let's put a pro style guy in there and a dual threat guy in there and see who wins out. See who wins the day.
Yeah, you could do that, or you just. I mean, I think Adrian could throw the ball.
I do too.
Yeah, so I don't. I think again that would even actually give him more of an advantage. Yeah. I'm sure he's a more of a runner. He's faster than whoever this guy is.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him. I hope he does well at Kansas State. I think a lot of Husker fans feel this way when it comes to Adrian Martinez. It's time for Scott Frost to show what he can do without him. And maybe Adrian's chance to show what he can do without.
And look, you got to respect his decision. He's done more positive. I probably would have thought long-term versus than next year.
You were wondering what the transfer portal sounds like. We had this thought in our head. This is what it sounds like, Jay.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Welcome to the transfer portal.
Yeah, you just get in there, and it's almost like you're just lost in space somehow.
You know what it might sound like? You know, like how in Star Wars they say we're going into light speed or whatever?
Right,
That's what it looks like when you put your name in there.
And then the door opens. It's like an elevator door, and you just walk around the hallway. There's Oregon. There's USC. There's Nebraska, Oklahoma. Which door are you going to go through?
Yeah.
And then you're automatically there, and you don't have to sign any papers. You're just there. That's just my vision of the transfer portal. Let's get to break and come back with more. It's Old School. He's Jay Foreman. I'm Tom Stevens, sitting in for DP today.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.